Unit 1, page 15. Listening. Exercises 8 and 9.
Hey, Alan, how are things?
Hi, Becky. Not too bad, thanks.
Listen, we're having a party at our place tomorrow night. Come along.
Maybe. Thanks. Well, actually, no thanks.
Why? Are you doing something tomorrow?
No. I just don't want to go to a party.
What's up, Alan? You seem really down these days.
Just worried, you know? About my future. You know I really want to be an actor.
Yes.
Well, 3 drama schools have said they don't want me. If I can't get into acting, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, keep trying. They just haven't seen your talent yet. Are you going to apply to other drama schools?
Maybe. I don't know. But I can't really see the point. They'll probably just say no, too.
Hey, don't be like that. I read somewhere about that actress, Carrie Mulligan.
Yeah?
Well, she said that all the drama schools she applied to when she was young said no. And now she's a big star. All those really good movies. And she can't be the only actor who struggled at first.
I guess.
You can't just give up. If you have a dream, you have to fight for it.
Yes, but it's hard.
Sure, but think of Walt Disney. His first businesses failed. Someone told him he wasn't creative enough.
Wow, how wrong can you be?
Then he was hugely successful, started a movie studio, successful movies, Disneyland, Mickey Mouse.
Okay, I get the point. You have to keep trying. Know any more examples?
Well, there's Van Gogh. He painted for years and no one recognized his art. He only sold 1 painting during his lifetime. 1 painting! And that was just before he died. But he didn't stop painting.
And he was always poor and unhappy, wasn't he?
Well, yes, true. But that's not why I mentioned him.
No, I know. Actually, I know another thing about Van Gogh.
What's that?
Well, he only kept going because his friends encouraged him. Just like you, Becky. So, you know, yes, I'm going to apply to other schools.
And I'm sure one of them will say yes. Meanwhile, how about tomorrow's party?
Sure. Why not?
Great!